Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
The T-Biz Podcast delivers T-News that you need to know. A recap of the week's major headlines with commentary and cultural trends hosted by Dan Bolton. It is the voice of origin for tea professionals and enthusiasts worldwide.
The Tea Biz podcast and blog connect you directly to experts in the tea lands. Listen as their voices reveal the news, innovations, cultural insights, and consumer trends that most impact the industry. Paired with Tea Journey, a digital magazine for tea enthusiasts, the Tea Biz portal is a global resource for everyone who loves tea. Hello, everyone. Here are this week's headlines. Tariffs ease, prices don't, as relief for most origins is announced while inflation pressures persist. Also, a growing European tea market shuns sugary drinks for herbal infusions, and the UK trade partnership benefits Sri Lanka's Serena Tea. Plus, Cup of Trade launches a B2B marketplace. Cup of Trade is a next-generation sourcing platform explicitly designed for the global tea and coffee trade. What sets Cup of Trade apart is its architecture. It is the first AI-driven, blockchain-enabled, climate-aligned B2B marketplace built for both buyers, specialty importers, private label brands, roasters, trading houses, and retail chains. The platform connects verified producers across India, Nepal, and Vietnam with global buyers who need transparent pricing, reliable quality data, and direct access to origin. Cup of Trade offers AI-powered product discovery, digital quality cards, sample management, and full blockchain traceability, giving buyers confidence in authenticity and compliance with origin requirements. It also integrates logistics partners, warehousing, and soon, digital finance solutions to support seamless procurement. For producers, Cup of Trade reduces intermediaries and opens new international channels. For buyers, it brings more efficient, data-rich, climate-smart way to source tea and coffee at scale. Cup of Trade is led by three principals whose combined expertise has shaped the platform into one of the most advanced sourcing systems in the tea and coffee trade. Joining us today are Satrajit Banerjee, Rocky Biswas, and Mihir Gandhi. More in a minute, but first, this important message.
What happens when businesses along the tea supply chain get together and support women and children in tea communities? The Mother and Child-Friendly Seal for Responsible Business is creating long-term positive impacts, making your cup of Ceylon tea all the sweeter. Learn more at srilanka-motherandchildseal.org.
After a year defined by tariff shocks, retaliatory duties and disrupted trade flows, tea exporters received a measure of relief this week, though the benefits apply unevenly across origins. On November 13th, the United States implemented a round of tariff exemptions from all origins for a broad group of agriculture and food imports, including coffee and tea. The move primarily benefits suppliers, restoring price stability in 200 food categories and creating clearer pathways for exporters in Sri Lanka, Kenya, Taiwan, Thailand, and several ASEAN markets. But for these origins, tariffs had climbed above 20 or 30% in the past 3 years and are now reverting to near zero rates for shipments entering the U.S. directly. Quote, "This is a big relief. Exemptions are effective immediately, including all in-transit shipments by air or ship," writes Paul Sarda, founder and CEO of Bottom Tea, which counts the U.S. as its largest market. But India remains an outlier. Drishtiman Deka, Development Officer at the Tea Board of India, writes that, quote, India may see only marginal benefits as most high-value export sectors remain outside the tariff rollback list, limiting the overall trade impact. India's exports to the U.S. are concentrated in a handful of high-value spices and niche products. India has almost no presence in several of the largest exempted lines, such as tomatoes, citrus fruits, melons, bananas, and most fruits and fruit juices, according to E.G. Srivastra of the Global Trade Research Initiative, GTRI. In addition, talks between the U.S. and India remain stalled over oil imports from Russia. The U.S. has threatened to impose tariffs of 25 to 50% if negotiations collapse. Despite broad agricultural exemptions, many tea, coffee, and spice traders who built their 2025 supply plans around the expectation of tariff normalization now face another season of uncertainty. All of this comes at a moment when inflation is dragging down consumer optimism in North America. From a consumer impact standpoint, the numbers are not trivial. In 2024, the U.S. imported roughly $579 million worth of tea under HS0902, about 123,000 metric tons, which was up 18% in volume and around 11% in value versus 2023. Coffee imports were on a different scale at about $9 billion in 2024, with coffee and tea extracts adding another $1.27 billion. Together, coffee and tea easily exceeded $10 billion in import value. That means that a universal 10% tariff across these flows implies an upper bound burden of roughly $1 to $1.2 billion a year in extra border taxes before any downstream markups. In practice, not every shipment was covered, and some origins faced higher or lower rates. But even a fraction of that sum, several hundred million dollars, ultimately filters into roaster and blender costs, menu prices, and grocery shelf tags. Rolling back the coffee and tea tariffs removes a meaningful line item from the cost stack, only a few dimes per pound at retail, perhaps, but multiplied across billions of cups. Meanwhile, customs-based series consistent with USDA's JATS database show that tea imports are still growing through 2025. In the first half of this year, the U.S. imported about $296 million worth of tea, roughly half of 2024's full-year value, keeping 2025 on track to match or slightly exceed last year. In one key subsegment, bulk green tea in packages over 3 kilos, imports for January through July 2025 are up about 5% in volume and 17% in value versus the same period in 2024, a sign that higher value categories are still expanding even as tariffs and prices bite. Retailers report cautious holiday ordering, lower than expected restocking, and softer demand in price-sensitive categories. While premium tea has weathered the year better than commodity segments, consumers are more value-conscious and retailers are managing inventories tightly. The tea trade needs stability. Instead, exporters and importers face a patchwork of tariff regimes, fluctuating logistics costs, and softening discretionary spending. One bright spot is that exporters now have more predictable landing prices in the world's highest value tea market, restoring a margin viability after months of erosion. But the broader picture remains fixed: high inflation, fragile consumer confidence, and unresolved tariff issues for India continue to cap the pace of recovery. Business Insight. Uncertainty is having a chilling effect on trade flows. Buyers across Europe and Asia report longer decision cycles for forward contracts, hesitance in locking in volumes, and increased reliance on short-term spot purchases. Some U.S.-based blenders are delaying origin commitments until pricing settles. Others are increasing their use of alternative origins, particularly Sri Lanka and Kenya, to avoid the tariff complications tied to India. The global tea trade enters the winter holiday season looking for clarity, on tariffs, on consumer spending, on how quickly confidence can return to a market still seeking equilibrium after two turbulent years. In contrast to the uncertainty facing North American buyers, the European tea market is entering a period of sustained, measurable growth, according to New Market Research, released this week. Analysts at Research and Markets project that Europe's tea market, retail, food service, and value chain combined, will expand from roughly $20 billion in 2024 to nearly $33.7 billion by 2033, representing a compound annual growth rate of about 6%. For a mature beverage category, this trajectory stands out. The engines behind this momentum are well-defined. First, Europe's long-running shift towards health and wellness has accelerated, transforming herbal, botanical, and functional teas into mainstream daily beverages. Consumers increasingly seek blends offering digestive support, sleep benefits, adaptogens, or clean energy alternatives to coffee and energy drinks. Sales of green tea, matcha-based drinks, and botanical infusions have posted the fastest year-over-year increases. The volume of carbonated soft drinks has declined for 5 years, and the industry has committed to reducing the average added sugar in soft drinks by 10% during the period 2019-2025. According to the German Tea and Herbal Tea Association, the 2023-24 data show that herbal fruit infusions have overtaken the traditional black and green tea segment in Germany. In 2024, per capita consumption was 67.2 liters, with 40 liters of that herbal and fruit infusions and 27.1 liters of black and green tea. Second, e-commerce continues to reshape consumer patterns. Online tea sales in Europe surged during the pandemic and have not retreated. Instead, digital platforms have become a discovery channel for premium niche and origin-specific teas. Market researchers note that younger consumers, particularly in Germany, France, and the UK, and in the Nordics, are far more likely to purchase teas online than in brick-and-mortar shops. Subscription boxes, curated samplers, and storytelling-driven specialty brands have flourished. Third, Europe is deepening its appreciation for the authenticity of origin and sustainable production. Certifications such as Organic, Fair Trade, and Rainforest Alliance continue to influence purchasing decisions, but consumers increasingly look beyond labels for proof of smallholder impact, transparent sourcing, and regenerative practices. This trend is expanding opportunities for Sri Lankan, Kenyan, Taiwanese, Nepali, and Japanese producers who offer high-quality, distinctive teas with verifiable provenance. Fourth, the hospitality sector is diversifying its tea menus, driven by rising quality expectations across cafes, hotels, and restaurants. Premium loose leaf programs, tea pairings, and non-alcoholic tea cocktails, and high-end hotel service concepts are boosting wholesale demand. European distributors report increased volumes in pyramid sachet, artisan blends, and single garden teas. Market analysts say this combination of wellness, premiumization, digital adoption, and sustainability is expanding Europe's value per cup, a metric that has outpaced volume growth every year since 2021. The result is a rare scenario in today's global beverage landscape, a market where both demand and margins are rising. For producers and brands seeking stable long-term growth, Europe now represents one of the most promising destinations for specialty and premium tea. Sri Lanka's Serenity benefits from UK trade partnership program. This week's resilience story comes from Sri Lanka, where a boutique tea producer in Kipurwa has achieved what many small exporters struggle to secure, a foothold in the highly competitive UK market. The International Trade Center this week published a profile of Serenity. This family-run Ceylon Tea Company successfully penetrated British retail shelves through a combination of targeted export support, niche branding, and disciplined market preparation. Kithsiri Samaranayake, the company's CEO, writes that the Trade Center, quote, inward trade mission was instrumental in helping us secure our first UK buyer. Buyer introductions and direct engagement opportunities enabled us to build trust and showcase our teas directly, something we had never done before, he said. Serenity's journey underscores the challenges faced by smallholders and specialty exporters. The UK remains one of the world's most demanding tea markets. Price sensitive at the lower end, fiercely brand-driven in the mainstream, and increasingly focused on prominence, ethics, premium quality offerings at a high end. Competing here is difficult even for established exporters. For a small Sri Lankan producer, the odds are unusually long. What shifted the equation was structured assistance from the International Trade Center, which works with small and medium-sized enterprises to strengthen export readiness. ITC's support helped the company refine its branding, adapt packaging to the market requirements, adjust product specifications for UK buyers, and navigate the regulatory and logistical complexities of entering a foreign retail ecosystem. With these fundamentals in place, Serenity was able to engage UK importers and distributors with confidence and professionalism expected by British retailers. The results are already visible. Serenity has secured listings, established reliable delivery schedules, and positioned itself as a differentiated supplier offering high-quality Ceylon teas with authentic branding and compelling origin narratives. For Sri Lankan producers, this significant story demonstrates that even in a crowded market dominated by multinational packers and legacy brands, a small origin-driven firm can win shelf space when their value proposition is tightly focused and professionally presented. For buyers in Europe and North America, the case serves as a reminder that Sri Lanka's specialty segment offers rich, untapped opportunities. Many small producers possess excellent teas, but lack the market knowledge, compliance readiness, or commercial networks needed to export successfully. When those gaps are bridged, as IT helped demonstrate, new suppliers emerge, bringing diversity, authenticity, and higher value to global tea assortments. Business insight. For the tea trade, the message is clear. Targeted export support works. And for specialty importers seeking new partnerships, Sri Lanka's small producer segment may be one of the most promising places to look in the year ahead. UKTP is funded by the United Kingdom's Foreign, Commonwealth, and Development Office. ITC is the Joint Trade and Development Agency of the United Nations and the World Trade Organization. This is the Tea Price Report for week 46, ending November 14, 2025. Prices at the world's major auctions gained modestly last week, reflecting tightening supply and higher production costs. In Colombo, the auction average rose to $2.50 per kilo, supported by strong interest in bright, high-grown, liquoring teas and limited fresh offerings. In South India, the CTC market strengthened to 182 rupees per kilo, driven by active blenders in Kerala and the Nilgiris and by continued seasonal demand from packers. In Mombasa, Kenya, BP1 grades rose to $1.89 per kilo, a 6-cent weekly increase as buyers from Pakistan and Egypt met lighter Rift Valley production and tighter warehouse stocks. Worldwide, cost pressures persist. The Sri Lankan rupee remains near record lows. Indian estates face rising electricity, fuel, and labor costs, and Kenyan fertilizer prices are up sharply year over year. Looking ahead, the tone is firm. Colombo is expected to trade in the $2.05 to $2.15 kilo range. South India's CTC is likely to hold around 180 to 185 rupees, and Mombasa may inch towards $1.90 to $1.94 kilo if lower Kenyan output continues. That's your Tea Price Report for week 46. For expanded coverage, visit www.teajourney.pub and select the T-Biz Tea Price Report. And now, a word from this week's sponsor.
Hello, I'm Bogdan, a passionate tea drinker and the inventor of the ultimate tea machine, the Brewmaker One. Preparation is key to making fine tea. Sequential steepings deliver the best taste possible and unlock the true value of whole leaf teas and botanicals. Brew automates that process without using any pots or capsules. This simple-to-operate smartphone-controlled device stores steeping profiles to consistently make great tea at the push of a button. Brew also reduces time, waste, and energy. That's because I engineered the brew to remember control settings for temperature, brewing time, and quantity. Using my patented process lets you stack steep simply and conveniently.
Cup of Trade is a next-generation sourcing platform explicitly designed for the global tea and coffee trade. What sets Cup of Trade apart is its architecture. It is the first AI-driven, blockchain-enabled, climate-aligned B2B marketplace built for both buyers, specialty importers, private label brands, roasters, trading houses, and retail chains. The platform connects verified producers across India, Nepal, and Vietnam with global buyers who need transparent pricing, reliable quality data, and direct access to origin. Cup of Trade offers AI-powered product discovery, digital quality cards, sample management, and full blockchain traceability, giving buyers confidence in authenticity and compliance with origin requirements. It also integrates logistics partners, warehousing, and soon, digital finance solutions to support seamless procurement. For producers, Cup of Trade reduces intermediaries and opens new international channels. For buyers, it brings more efficient, data-rich, climate-smart way to source tea and coffee at scale. Cup of Trade is led by three principals whose combined expertise has shaped the platform into one of the most advanced sourcing systems in the tea and coffee trade. Joining us today are Satrajit Banerjee, Rocky Biswas, and Mihir Gandhi. Satrajit Banerjee brings industry depth with long experience across India's tea and coffee value chain. Working with producer groups, exporters, and auction systems, he ensures the platform reflects the real operational needs of growers and buyers. His background in origin, logistics, and international trade anchors Cup of Trade's focus on transparency, quality, and fair pricing. Rocky Biswas leads sustainability and product strategy. For work in digital platforms, ESG frameworks, and climate-smart agriculture drives Cup of Trade's approach to traceability, producer data, and environmental performance. She ensures that the platform doesn't just match buyers and suppliers, it strengthens responsible production and provides the verification that global buyers expect. Mihir Gandhi is the architect behind the technology, a specialist in transforming the agri-value chain. With knowledge of blockchain systems and AI-driven analytics, he built the infrastructure powering Cup of Trade's product discovery engine, digital quality cards, and end-to-end traceability. He also oversees integration with logistics partners and the digital finance capabilities that will streamline procurement for buyers worldwide. Their combined vision is a modern digital supply chain that reduces intermediaries, improves growers' margins, and gives buyers the confidence and clarity to source better. Thank you all for participating. It was an exciting launch at your Kolkata offices last Thursday. Let's start by discussing how Cup of Trade addresses the pain points in tea trade.
I'm Rakhi here. I'm also a founding member of Cup of Trade. So I would like to say that the small producers, they have a reach to a greater market. So like recently, we sold a green tea from Kotagiri, south of India, to the north of India, Kashmir. So this is, it enables a greater, the global marketplace enables a greater reach to the smaller buyers to a greater market, a bigger market. Also, it is not confined to one city or one country. So we are selling Japanese and matcha tea. Like recently, we sold a ceremonial grade of matcha tea to a very famous cafe in Kolkata. So we are selling Japanese matcha also to people in India. So that is also happening only because of the global marketplace.
This is Mihir. So when we talk about the matcha tea, there are variants which are coming from Vietnam, from China, from Japan. As she said, this is a very famous restaurant. They wanted to be sure that they are selling Japanese matcha. So now they are confident when they talk to their customers that this is the tea which has come from the from Japan, not from other origins. So how do we have that discipline? So there we introduce blockchain, where we are doing smart contracts, where we are able to, you can say, do a verification and give a certification that these teas have come from Japan. So that brings the, you know, the smart contracts part, which are tamper proof on blockchain. So that helps a buyer to be confident that whatever has been supplied to them.
So this is Rocky here. So the small producers, they are also able to reach the new markets, the newer markets, which have not been explored yet.
Will you address the industry's long-term viability and sustainability?
So this is me here. So when we talk about sustainability, there are a lot of angles. So when we talk about producers, now the challenge for the producers is to realize, you know, a consistent price for a longer term. Because of, you can understand how the teas are produced, and there are several issues on pesticides and the way the teas are being sold also. So what we are trying to bring is, through our ecosystem or through our platform, we are bringing a sustainability angle by introducing farm advisory through satellite imagery. Again, this is the industry first feature we are introducing, where satellite imagery is being used to develop a AI farm advisory, where we are able to predict on the pest which can come on the in the estates, what can be the biopesticide to be used, not the chemical pesticide, but what can be the biopesticide which can be used by the producer to, you know, improve the or make the soil more sustainable or to the pest attacks. Same way, with regards to price discovery, what we have done is we have built a lot of AI models. So we have a huge amount of data where we are using this data to not only power our recommendation engine, but also it gives it supports the fair price, you know, you can say fair price discovery mechanism. So again, this helps to, you know, keep the, you can see, the realization of the producer more sustainable and more transparent as far as the platform is concerned. Again, we are not an auction platform. It's more of a tool where a buyer seller can negotiate. So it, what happens is, a small buyer, when he comes on the platform, he might be able to give a better price than a large buyer. That's how we see in the normal market also. So that feature is enabling the producer to get a higher average price realization compared to a normal traditional auction, where it is left on whoever gives the highest price, he gets the teas. But here that opportunity is there for the small guys also.
Also, as you said, you're not really an auction, but more like a marketplace.
We are a marketplace with smart tools, which are AI-enabled or blockchain-enabled. So like smart negotiation tool, where the negotiation happens on not only the price, even on the quantity. So when Rocky mentioned about the matcha, so we can sell matcha as low as, you know, maybe 5 kgs also to any Horeca segment buyer, which he cannot dream of at that price. So that advantage is there, you know, which is going to make the whole ecosystem more sustainable and more transparent. The model itself is where we are reducing the turnaround time by 90%. In the current way, the auctions are, the, you know, there is a lag of 2 weeks to 4 weeks to sell the teas. Here, once the teas are ready, they are ready to be listed on the platform and it can be bought by the buyers through a price negotiation mechanism. So this is reducing the cost. Also, for a producer, he doesn't have to spend on the logistics, doesn't have to spend on the warehousing. The teas are lying in his garden or his factory itself, where the teas can get sold from. Our value-added services come in the picture, where we help them on the logistics part. We also come with fintech services, so where we are able to finance the buyers, we are able to finance the sellers through our partners, bank, and financial institutions who provide this credit facility. Through, of course, our due diligence process is followed for that.
Let's dig into that a little bit, because fintech is a pain point that I don't think a lot of small growers understand. Currency fluctuations, sanctions, all of the different obstacles that one has to contend with.
So the way it's done is we step in as a partner. So we are backed by the financial institution and the banks. The grower or the producer, small or mid-size, they don't have to do any dealing with the banks directly. We will be the pinch. So they will apply for that through our platform itself. And the funds go to them immediately. And whereas the buyers are, they are collected by the bank from the buyers at the later stage, based on their due diligence. So this makes it much convenient, as I said, for a producer. So it's a basically a no-brainer for a producer to get his listings on the platform, where he's reducing his cost, his turnaround time is reduced, he gets support as far as the finance part is concerned, he gets to see his garden. So through satellite imagery, we are mapping, geotagging the whole garden. So that also comes in the part of the contract, when in smart contract, where a buyer can see the geographical, you can say, coordinates of the estate where the deals have come from. So those kind of detailing is done already through us on our platform. We can show his profile, he can show his garden, he can show his factory. So those options are given to build a profile. So today as a buyer, if you see a profile of a producer, then this is his garden, this is his factory, you will be more, you know, interested to buy it. It's like, yes, this is a good, well-maintained garden. The hygiene factors are maintained. So these are important aspects which we are able to bring through the platform.
Ultimately, you're facilitating trade at a global level, inclusive of both large and small ventures. And it's fascinating to hear you talk about the application of AI, because it's beginning to shape the way the industry, for example, operates. Traceability, blockchain, there are a lot of things that are converging to reduce friction in transactions with fewer complications. Satrajit, what makes Cup of Trade unique?
You know why Cup of Trade is unique? Because the founding team is unique. We bring in a very kind of experience, which is very practical. Fortunately, we have the ground control. Raki having a long consumer-oriented sales experience in different segments. So I've seen the system from the internal system, how the tea ecosystem works in India, and also on the frontline sense when I left my job. So that way, we are actually just feeding into each other's in experience and ideas. So that is how Cup of Trade became so well accepted in the system, because of our joint expertise, number one. Number two, we have to understand why Cup of Trade is unique. Because as you know, Government of India is promoting a lot of startup ecosystem in India. So you will find a lot of startups in the field of tea, particularly in the branded tea segment. Now, and in terms of platforms or marketplace, there are a lot of agri platforms operating in India, none in tea and coffee particularly. So we are unique that way. And we have no fight with auctions. Here what is happening, there is no human intervention. Impartially, all tea gardens or producers, be their estate producers or small tea growers, getting a fair chance to showcase their product through visual and audio mode. And we are not auction house, so we are not valuing the teas. We are just showing this is the tea, this is from this region, be it Nepal, Vietnam, India, or Kenya, or Bangladesh, wherever it may be from. This is the geographical area, this is the elevation, this is the soil type, this is the tea, and this is the color, this is the cup. So you make your own choice. So everybody is getting a fair chance.
In closing, will you share your thoughts on how Cup of Trade will impact the future of tea? Rakhi, you're first.
Basically, we are reducing the cycle time for all the buyers. We are increasing the reach for all the buyers to the newer markets. We are helping them to scale their business. And also, as per their requirement, like they can take the quantity as per they want. It's not that they have to take 100 kgs or 500 kgs. If they want 5 kgs, we can support them by giving them 5 kgs at the moment.
So I think this platform will enable the planters to connect with the buyers directly and get a better price, and also to emerge as a brand, which was a dream for India or the Tea Board of India or Government of India in the long last 20-30 years, which couldn't be achieved. So I would suggest we can be a very good supplementary force in the tea domain or the tea environment. We are not competitors. We are not competing with anybody. We are creating our own environment, which can be supplementing to the existing ecosystem. I would say our main objective and goal is to bring a parity or into the perennial question of sustainability, price, and cost. So achieving the optimum balance is our goal through this platform.
We are not only just improving the life for a producer or buyer, we want to improve the whole ecosystem by bringing more technology, bringing more convenience, and towards sustainability and future of the tea industry.
Intrigued by what you heard in today's podcast? Would you like to learn more from our global network of tea biz journalists and tea experts? Remember to visit the Tea Biz website for more comprehensive coverage. That's www.t-biz.com. Thanks for listening. Farewell till next week.
Produced by Audavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.